And welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And if I sound a bit rough in the voice,
that was great.
Wait, bud, I'm gonna say this. If I sound a bit rough in the voice, it's because we were dragged out of bed this morning at a very early hour.
All right, Margaret.
Wait. I'm going to get this said, Phil.
Go ahead.
We were dragged out of bed this morning at a very early hour and forced to come into this.
Into this studio?
Yeah, sure. This studio.
Travis, Chris.
Excuse me, Robert. To perform a show. Forget it.
There you go, here. Yeah, I said forget it.
Because there's nothing more to be said, really.
Marty, you don't sound that bad.
Yeah, okay, right. You want to call Frank up? Because Frank said to me that I sounded as if. And you want to fly. I'm not going to say it. Let
you out. Thought you said it earlier.
I'm not going to say it, and don't you dare, bud.
All right, you don't have to say it. I mean, Frank was criticizing how you were sounding, right?
Frank said I sounded like I'd been gargling.
You might as well. Frank said she'd been gargling penis. Yeah.
You are a piece of garbage. You know that.
Hey, Margaret, you're the one that was in. Can we turn the freaking music down, please? God damn, man. I mean, you know, I just. You're the one that was intimating that.
I didn't intimate anything. I said, Frank said I sounded as if I was gargling, and then I stopped.
Yeah, you stopped about five times. You said you didn't want to say it. You said you weren't going to dignify it or whatever you said.
I never used those words.
No, but the point is you did lead up to it. And so, Bud, of course, you know he's got the big mouth.
One of these days, Bud, you will die. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, you got to say that I'm going to die. Why do you keep leading up to it?
You see what you do, Phil?
I didn't do anything. You're the one that said, Frank said this, Frank said that. You know, I mean, it's Margaret, as far as I'm concerned, these things are 99.999% your problem.
Got Mr. Gray.
What do you mean you've got Mr. Gray?
I got called off of the... Hold on, Shorty. I got called off the tee box. What in the fuck?
All right, Frank, hold on for a minute. Why'd you call him?
I called Mr. Gray to clean it up.
To clean it up or to clear it up? What a bozo.
I got a call here from Dickman. She said this.
All right, Frank, we didn't mean to bother you. We didn't even want to get you involved.
Well, she got me involved, and I'm involved. God damn.
Frank, did you or did you not?
I don't, you know, I said to her, and I'll clear it up right now.
This morning she said.
Yeah, all right, he said that there was every right to think he was going to go on the air sounding as if he'd gargled a cock. And
all right, thanks a lot, Frank.
Look at you laughing.
I mean, you are the one that brought it up.
Daddy just hung up on Frank Gray, one of the top entertainment attorneys in all of Los Angeles.
Who gives a shit, okay?
Oh, my God.
Why? Everyone's in a real good mood this morning. Well, you know. Got kicked off by Margaret.
Oh, I see. I'm the one that caused the problem.
Look, if you don't want to be here, why don't you leave?
I beg your pardon. No. I'm a professional.
If you're a professional, then why would you bring all this stuff up? You know...
Phil, it is... I'm living my life on the air, but I don't think I'm doing anything that others don't do, and I've been very tasteful about it.
You've been very You just got done saying that Frank said...
All right, don't say it again.
Let's forget what Frank said. And the next time I want to put Frank on the air, bud, I'll ask for him, and then you can call him up.
I anticipated what your need might be.
Yeah, I was just anticipating your needs. What are you, like a slave girl or something, man? And I'm sitting here on the throne of Rome? Just never mind. I'll do it.
What do you mean the throne of Rome?
He's talking about the throne, the empirical, or the imperial, I should say.
All right, let me do this. Thank you. Welcome to the show, folks. Everybody's in a bit of a heap because what happened was this, if you don't mind me explaining...
Now, you were out last night late.
Hold on. I spent last night in Pasadena at a hotel. I was not in any position to... In other words, we had to take off early to go to Pasadena. I didn't have time to do the show today, so we're doing it live right now. The show's supposed to be dropping on today, Tuesday, and that's exactly what's going to happen. We're just recording it on the actual day of the droppage, Jack. Which, you know...
Yeah, a lot of times you get confused whether it's today or tomorrow. That might be good.
Yeah, sir, that's probably a good thought.
Thank you very much.
Oh, look at them. Look at them just...
Oh, Margaret, God almighty.
Well, that's what's going on here, I think. I think a lot of us that have a difficult time getting out of bed, as opposed to these young ones that don't care, and now they're sitting there with the tongue dragging up the...
All right. Margaret kicked things off by saying, Phil, don't do it.
All right, I won't do it.
I kicked things off by saying that Frank had said to me this morning my voice was very rough, and I'm very insecure about that.
Well, Margaret, you have a nice, beautiful voice. I don't think anybody's ever said that you don't.
Bill, now we have...
I gotta kick it...
Hold on. No one's ever said that you don't, you know, most of the time. What is it with you, bud?
I'm trying to be honest about stuff.
Bud, if you're gonna be honest, then go ahead and be honest. But you remember the movie we saw the other night, Spartacus? When they crucified him at the end?
Yeah.
That's you. On the Appian Way...
Oh, God, Margaret.
Well...
Margaret, why don't you just give it a rest?
What are you doing?
I'm reaching down for one of these cupcakes. Do you mind? You're going to threaten a kid with crucifixion. That's blasphemous, especially during Christmas week.
How dare you say I'm blasphemous? I'm simply... No, it was Spartacus. It wasn't...
Yeah, tell me one about Jesus.
All right, knock it off, will you? God. So... Couple of things. So, yeah, that's where we were last night. Now, I understand, after all of this horse dung, Don Mixa, who does some private investigation, not only for our show, but for others. In fact, last night, Don was doing private investigation for the combined crew here.
But let me take this over. Don Mixa volunteered to go ahead and track your movements last night at the behest of me and the other members of the staff. Now, it was not intrusive. We simply wanted to know what you were doing. We thought it would be very interesting and a good way to promote Don's business.
Well, how closely were you tracking me?
We wanted to know where you were, and that's it.
Yeah, we just wanted to know your physical location. Again, it was something that we worked out with Don, because as you know, Don's going to be doing a lot of a private investigation, might be advertising.
I know, but I don't like the idea of being followed. I don't like the idea that I'm the guy.
Well, Mr. Brown, that's what we're saying. A lot of these companies will do this kind of demonstration using a third party, but we thought... Why not use you, the man, the myth, the legend, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Hold on, man. Why not use you, the man?
Talk about it.
Yeah, you're the man. And we use you to promote the business of Don Mixon. I think it's a very good idea, bud.
I mean, bud.
You got Don Mixon on the line right now.
What are you, the host of the show? Get a load of this guy with the hey, bud.
Hey, what are you doing throwing it to people?
I'll do it. Thank you very much, Robert. Who do we have here? Don Mixa?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, Don Mixa. And sorry, I'm sorry they did not tell you, but we thought it would be a surprise. It does kick off Mixa Investigations and Don Mixa, Third Eye, and something that we just took from the old Fireside Theater.
Don Mixa, Third Eye.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It was something from the old Fireside Theater that we know you enjoy, and so we thought we'd jump in with that. But let me tell you this. I think that what you did last night is very normal. I think a lot of people will say, well, what do we do when a loved one or someone that we're concerned with goes off the beaten path? Do we hire a Don Mixa? Do we hire a private investigator? And I would say 9 times out of 10, no, you don't. But I think there is that odd time that you do.
All right, so what did you do last night?
So what I did last night? I got a call from the staff here, from your crew. I got a call here from General Shaw, who said that Phil is going to be out tonight. We're not going to be doing a show. We're going to be doing live on Tuesday. And I said, all right, what's your concern? And General...
Well, what I said was, okay, that's fine. We're not doing a live show on Tuesday. We're not doing a show on Monday night for Tuesday. Phil's going to do it live. But we want to know just exactly what he's up to. So if we get our rear ends dragged in here again in the morning, as you heard Margaret... Now, this was an entire, you know, situation.
Well, I'd heard what happened to Margaret, man.
What do you mean, what happened to Margaret? Her husband made a crude comment.
My husband made the comment based on the fact that I was being dragged in here at 5 o'clock in the morning, Phil.
I didn't tell anybody to come in at 5 o'clock.
Well, what time did you say?
I think I said like 8 o'clock.
Well, what possible difference does that make? The fact of the matter is... We were dragged in here, and my husband, as I was warming up, and what I do every morning, General, you know, Don, you may not know this, but in the morning I'll do the warm-ups. It goes,
But yeah, I want to hear how these sound.
In the morning I do this. You see, I want to make sure that I know all the notes.
You know, you flatted on that last one.
I beg your pardon?
You flatted.
You did, Margaret. You went kind of,
Hold on for a minute. It goes like this.
Yeah, because it...
Hold on for a minute, bud. Oh, my God.
Well, What are you telling me?
Well, it could be from the fact that she has to get up early. So.
Oh, horse dung.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I you?
No, I'm me. Oh, horse dung.
Yeah, I can concur in that.
So you agree with me?
I mean, your horse dung. Well, never mind. The fact is that I had to get up early, and I wait. Hold on. La 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 la. Shit.
Yeah, that sounds really wretched.
All right, Don, I don't need that much of an opinion.
Well, I just got to tell you, Phil. In tracking you, we are also doing that kind of thing.
So what you're doing is you're not only tracking my movements, you're tracking to see how much damage I'm doing by going out and enjoying an evening as opposed to doing the show when you think I ought to be doing the show.
Hey, it's not me. You know, it's General Shaw.
You look at, all we know is we do the show at a certain time every day. Then all of a sudden we get a call and say, hey, we're going to do the show live tomorrow. Because Phil's out, it's not what happened. I said, we're going to do the show live tomorrow because I like to do a live event for my backstage pass. See, when you get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry show...
All right, Phil, hold on for just a minute.
See, he does this.
Yeah, hold on. You're giving a commercial now, you know, and you can't yank. You can't reach up there and give it a yank without someone going, ouch, you know, and...
I think everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, so if you're giving a commercial...
Excuse me, Don, but I'll do my show.
Yeah, but you're giving...
I'll do my show, Don. Thank you. As I said, if you have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry show, then you get the video cast of the show, which is happening right now, and we do it live oftentimes, just as a live streaming event, just as a... And this morning was a cluster bang because we had lost what appeared to be camera two. We spent 45 minutes trying to get that straightened out, and so we've had a pre-show here, at least video cast-wise, of about an hour and a half. Go ahead, Don, your point.
Well,
you're not giving the guy a chance. That's an awful lot of stuff. You're not giving the guy a chance. I mean, he was going to talk about how you fouled up, and you're giving all this...
Well, you're giving a lot of good reasons why you fouled up. But let's just skip past that, and let's talk about what you were doing last night. Because Mixa Investigations and Mixa Marketing and Investigations and Mixa Security... And these are all the different companies, and also my little joke there, the Mix's Third Eye and that kind of thing. All of this is built so that we can investigate and give you a great report and make sure you know you got all the facts if you make a certain decision.
All right, let me ask you a question, you guys.
Phil, we want to hear what Don has to say.
Wait, let me ask you a question. What exactly are you guys, what decision are you guys going to make once all the facts are in?
Bud, go ahead. You wanted to, you know, be a part of this.
Well, I mean, we're going to say if we hear stuff and say if we're going to still work here or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so you think you're going to quit?
Look, Henry, we know you do our voices and everything.
Yeah, it's very obvious you do the voices of everybody here, including myself. So there's no way we can actually quit. But by threatening that we're going to quit, the illusion is that you do not control us, and we have some freedom of movement, even though we are slaves on a plantation like you've never heard. Isn't that right?
It really is, Phil. The fact that you have us here is worse than slavery. It's ownership of the most egregious type. I mean, slavery is bad, but we don't even exist, for Christ.
Yeah, that's the point, Phil.
All right, well, I'm real sorry about that. So what'd you find out?
Well, what we found out, Phil, is you left the area of the El Pacifico, that's Channel Islands Beach, sometime, try and find out about this. And see, you were giving yourself a two-hour head start. About 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, you were supposed to make a dinner date at 6:15, is that right?
No, that's, yes, it was, Don.
I've got it right here because I called the restaurant. They said there was a name.
All right, yeah, god damn.
Hey, look, Phil, it's what I do, okay?
Well, I've never been really sure what it is you do.
Well, that's your fault. We're not making up a really good profession for me and just having me bounce between being a college professor to an asshole this week to a nice guy the next. I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, this mixed investigation seems to be a really good slot for me. So I call up the restaurant, and they say, yes, indeed, Mr. Henry does have reservations for 6:15 this evening. You're in a Pasadena area. Then I found out where you were going to be staying. You were indeed going to be spending the night at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, and I would really appreciate it.
It is right.
Yes, it's right, but I...
Okay, let's just hold on for a minute.
Phil, why don't you stop telling the big, long story, Phil, and just let Don get it out, and then you can explain all you need.
Yeah, you can explain all you need to explain, as long as Mr. Mixie gets it out.
Well, you heard... heard that.
Yeah, but when you say as long as Mr. Mixa gets it out, it sounds like he's...
No. Oh, he's going to whip the dick out?
You don't have to say dick, you...
Hey, come on, you guys.
All right, well, I started that, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said as long as he gets it out.
But, you know, you shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but you led right into it.
I'm just saying, be careful.
Hey, Margaret, you want to quit encouraging it?
Encouraging what?
Well, I mean, you did kind of just, Margaret, let Don say what he's going to say and not comment on it.
Fine, God.
All right, so... Yeah, let me get it out, but what I'm getting out, bud, is the stuff that I'm saying. It has nothing to do with me pulling anything out of my shorts, okay?
I understand, sir.
All right. So at 6:15, you were supposed to have dinner, Phil. You had a reservation for a hotel room at the Langham. At some time around 6:45, you were in the Langham bar talking to a couple from Louisville, Kentucky. Is that right?
Where do you get this?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and they were in town for what? They were in town for the, I can tell everybody, or you can do it.
They were in town for the Santa Anita. The season opens on the 26th.
Right, and they were a couple of horse owners from Louisville and also from the New Orleans area.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, well, you were talking to them, and while you were talking to them, a young lady appears, and she seems to have what I think was a gift for you. So it's a young lady that you knew.
Yes, yes. Somebody that I knew, and she had a...
Well, Phil, what's the big hang-up?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right. Then you had this dinner reservation. You left, and then you came back to the hotel about... I'm putting it then. My operatives put it at...
Your operatives?
Right. That's right.
Guys that are operatives and stuff.
Where were these guys?
Where were who?
These operatives, were they following me? I mean, was I...
Well, they were wherever operatives are. In one case, one of them, a guy by the name of Judy Trenson, it's a guy, but he's got a girl's name, and we get him about that. He was behind that palm tree in the lobby. You know the palm tree?
No, I do not know the palm tree.
Well, you may be embarrassed about it, Phil, but he was hiding behind a palm tree, and another guy tailed you in an automobile, and then he hid behind a palm tree. There was another guy with a fake mustache. And
are you kidding me? So you use all of these kinds of devices, huh?
Oh yeah, I do it all. It makes the investigations. We get it done, and we get it done good, and we do it good, and we find out about it.
So there's a guy hiding behind a palm tree, another guy with a fake mustache.
That's right, Mr. Andrew. Another guy with a fake mustache. What, do you feel bad about it?
I was gonna say, Don, it sounds as if you're embarrassed, Phil.
I'm a little bit embarrassed, yeah.
Well, then why are you out just hoofing about and telling everyone this, that, and something else?
I decided that I was going to take the evening for myself, and we do the show today.
All right, so it has nothing whatsoever to do with you wanting to provide a live event for the BSBs. You just wanted to blow the night off, go out to this hotel, meet up with all kinds of people, drink until Christ knows when.
Hey, pal, that is not what I was doing.
Well, you had a couple of double tequilas, did you not? And by the way, the double tequilas that you were drinking...
Yeah, and whose business is that of yours?
Whose business is that of mine?
Yeah, Phil, you might have fractured the English language there. What business is that of yours?
It's everybody's business, the ones that hired me, and the people that you consented to having this put on the air.
To help your business?
Yes, to help make some investigations, right. Well, the fact of the matter is, I do a very good job. By the way, the tequila you drank last night was Casamigos, which is the George Clooney tequila, which you said tasted like someone urinated into a glass.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you most certainly did.
Yeah, you did, Mr. And you said it wasn't good.
I didn't say it tasted like someone I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, okay. But
you said it wasn't any good. You said that the Clooney tequila was average. Yeah, that's a lot different than saying somebody urinated into a glass.
Let's be clear here, Phil. I know that you want to identify with your audience, and you want to be like them, and you want to be one of the unwashed and say, you know what, I don't drink the tequila of all these movie stars. I drink the tequila that you people drink, but you don't. All right?
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. You don't, all right? I drink Don Julio.
Yeah, most people drink Jose Cuervo or some other stuff that came right out of the rectum of the dog, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Margaret, no one can understand the Margaret mumble. What I'm saying...
Excuse me, Don, stand down, all right? You're new to this. So the George Clooney Casamigos tequila, when you made it clear to everyone, you know what, I don't drink that, just because a movie star makes tequila, does not mean that it's the finest or the finer. It's even worthy of your palate. And yet there you were last night, two doubles... at that bar at the Langham Hotel talking to these horse racing people and then staggering out of there, being thrown into your car.
Jeez. I did not stagger out of there, and I did not, by the way, drive at all last night. I stayed there at the hotel.
That we can confirm. We can confirm that.
Then who was the guy following me with the mustache and the...
That guy that was following you was not... The guy with the fake mustache and the guy that was behind a palm tree, both those guys are in a hotel. The guy that was following you was an individual by the name of Kirk Blyton, and Kirk is a friend of mine. And he wanted to just follow. I don't know why he was following me, to be honest with you. In fact, I'm not even sure there was. Did we hire? Hold on for a minute. I got to check with. We hire a guy.
Did you have a guy following me?
Hold on. Follow Mr. Henry? It was someone else. It was someone else. What happened was, Phil, never mind.
No, was he following me?
No, it was someone else.
How do you know?
All right, they followed. The guy thought he was supposed to follow you because he thought he was supposed to follow a big fat tub of guts. That was...
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
And Phil, it wasn't my fault. Okay, yeah, I followed some fat guy. I know you've lost a lot of weight, but this guy hadn't heard, and he was he thought he was following you, but it was, in fact, another target for the night.
All right, we're talking here with Don Mixa. Why, I don't know. For what reason, I don't know. And how long I'm going to put up with this, I don't know. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we do thank you, and your business is Mixa Investigations.
Oh, hold on, hold on. So can I just finish up?
Let him finish up, Phil. Did you hear that? I went, let him finish up, Phil. Do you hear how the voice is ragged? Do you hear?
Yeah, sound like a gargle with... Well, I better not say it.
Don't you dare say it.
What are you looking at?
I'm waiting for you to screw up.
I will not say it, but Frank Gray did.
Never mind. So,
Penis.
You little...
Hey!
Pot that. Come on. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead with what? God almighty, it's...
Just go ahead.
All right. So my point is that... my point is this, that last night you went to the hotel room. You got up this morning about, about 3:45 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
And then you drove back to the El Pacifico.
Right, and I got back here about 5:30, and I went to sleep, and I woke up and started doing the show.
Right, and you started doing the show. And by the way... your TriCaster was so butchered alive that the technical problems were off the charts.
Well, when did he stop following me?
Well, it stopped about 9 o'clock, right, Don?
Yeah, about 9.
See, the whole purpose of this is to track your movements so that we don't, we're not getting, you know, people aren't yanking us around.
We don't want to get yanked around, Phil. That's all we're talking about.
Who's yanking you guys around, man? When I tell you I want you here for a certain reason or for a certain date or for a certain show or whatever, I'm telling you that. I'm not trying to yank you around. It's because it's necessary. And I told you, by the way, that I was out of the area last night. That's why.
Yeah, but we don't know what when you say out of the area. What's that mean?
See, they didn't know when you say out of the area. Are you out of the area because you're doing a job? Are you out of the area as you were doing last night because you're just, you know, off having yourself a couple of cocktails? You know, I mean...
You have to understand, Phil, we need to know. We must know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, thank you very, very much, Don.
Well, yeah, there's more.
Phil, there's a lot more.
I don't care. Thank you very, very much, Don. For your report, and we will certainly be looking forward to more of these. Only in the future, I'm going to have to be told, otherwise we're not putting it on the air.
Be told what?
That you're tailing my ass, okay?
I'm not going to be tailing you anymore. I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to get paid for this job.
Well, you said it was complimentary because of the advertising, you know, product placement.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you know something, you find something better there, Mixa, you go ahead and grab it, man. You see something better, you go ahead and stick your nose in it.
Yeah, I just might. And I can tell.
Don Mixa, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
Hey.
Nice going.
Well, look at you. You look all hurt.
Yeah, you know, Phil, it was something that you said we could do product placement. We just happened to, you know, if you don't mind, stick our nose up your rear end for a night.
Yeah, thanks very much. Okay, so people think that I'm some kind of a screw-off and that I'm not,
Well, not exactly, Miss Henry.
That's what it feels like to me. All right, let's do this, sports fans. Let's take a break. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and we'll be right back. We do have Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills.
Yes, Ted is going to be here, and he's going to be commenting on these technical problems this morning because he does have money involved in this program.
Yeah, you know, advertising.
So in other words, this is just a show you know, where we're...
Well, Sammy, you know, you said sometimes you gotta improvise.
This is a show where we're just kind of airing everybody's dirty laundry.
Well, you might say that, yeah.
What is this garbage?
This is a song... What do you mean garbage? This is a lovely song by Kanye West called Only One with Paul McCartney.
It basically sounds like Bud playing piano.
That's supposed to mean it's bad?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Woohoo! Isn't that lovely?
No, not at all. All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Unbelievable, man. Well, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Here on the line with us is Ted Bell from Ted's. We're going to go out to Ted's of Beverly Hills in just a moment. I do want to remind you guys that next week, as far as I know, we're going to be on vacation heading out to Washington, D.C. and just, you know, visiting some friends there for a while. How long, I don't know, and how much of the week will be taken up by vacation, I'm not too sure. I don't think it'll be all that much, but, you know, we'll find out and certainly tell you. All right, folks, here it is. It's time now for the world-famous Phil Henry Show and, of course, Ted, baby!
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, are we on?
Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, Ted Bell here from Ted in Beverly Hills. Let me tell you something. We got the steaks, we got the chops, we got the pork loin, we got the big fry roast, and we also, of course, have all of the football you could ever watch coming up this week at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Yeah. Did I make that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because I'll tell you something, Phil. It is a very crowded situation here. We are setting up for tonight, but as you know, we have the Beverly Hills Women's Club is in here. Chef Chidilli is very, very busy. They told me you were going live today. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, Phil, you know, you didn't tell Ted, and he is sponsoring a segment this week. I apologize.
Well, let me just say something. I flipped on my the Phil Henry feed this morning, and I saw what looked to me like some kind of a cluster bang. What was going on?
We had lost the video camera. We had lost one of the cameras, I thought.
What happened was, Ted, all he had to do was reboot the TriCaster. He didn't know.
I don't know what that means, reboot the TriCaster. All I want to know, and I must know, are we live? Am I here? What's going on?
Yes, you're live on the air with us right now.
All right. So I'm not losing any of my advertising.
No, you're not losing any advertising.
Well, what was this panicked phone call I got, General?
I was telling you that the video cast seemed to be malfunctioning.
Well, look. Here's what I would suggest for you, Phil, if you don't mind. I am a sponsor, so I think I'm entitled to this. Hold on, what? Oh, I'm a pork loin. All right, we have the Beverly Hills Women's Club. Get the Slim Jims up.
I'll get out some of the hard tack and some of the Slim Jims, too, and that beef jerky.
So, in the morning, Phil...
Wait, is this the Beverly Hills? They're eating beef jerky.
Who's this?
It's Margaret.
Oh, sorry, Margaret.
You have the Beverly Hills Women's Club?
No, it's the Beverly Hills Voters Women's League. And they once a month, they do a breakfast. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Well, did you know that, Margaret?
I know that you host them. I didn't know it was once a month. But what is this situation with pork loin? What is that?
We've run out of the pork loin, which is what they're having for breakfast. And we've run out of eggs. So they're getting out beef jerky right now.
Get out beef jerky and hard tack.
Beef jerky and hard tack, biscuits and... What is it? This is Chef Chidilia, Phil.
Hey, Chef.
Hey, Phil, how are you? Beverly Hills Women's Voters League is here. We've run out of breakfast, and that's why I was just talking to Ted what we're going to do for breakfast, you know.
Why don't you people learn how to pronounce the word breakfast? Because it's beginning to flip me out.
What is?
The fact you're always saying breakfast.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mr. Henry. He has that word lodged in his head, so he puts it in the lips of every character. And that's not the only thing he puts in the lips of his characters, too, if I may say.
You know, that was entirely unnecessary.
No, I think it was necessary. I really do.
No, it was entirely unnecessary.
So anyway, to answer your question, these ladies are having breakfast here. And what happened was we ran out. So we're going over the beef jerky, hard time, got bean and bacon.
We've had this conversation before.
I'm sorry?
We've had this conversation before about the Beverly Hills Women's Voters League, whatever the hell it is.
Hold on for a minute. Here's Ted. All right, so give me the upshot of this, because I was talking to Dickman, and I need to know, I've got to know exactly what happened.
About what?
About what happened.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Ted. You're talking about whether you're on the air right now, so your advertising is running, so your sponsorship is running. What happened this morning, we were supposed to go live at 9 o'clock. We did not go live at 9 o'clock because we had a computer malfunction.
Oh, here we go again. The computer malfunction. God almighty, if I had a nickel every time a computer malfunctions on your program, Henry, I would be a I'd be one of those guys with a bed sheet who's coming over here and buying soccer teams. You know what you call a guy?
What do you mean? What are those sheikhs in the Middle East?
Yeah, right there, what the man said. I'm telling you.
All right, fine. So we've had a lot of computer malfunctions. That's your point?
Yeah, that's my point.
All right. What happened this morning was that we had a malfunction with one of our computers, to wit, the TriCaster. Okay?
What do you mean, to wit?
In other words, the TriCaster.
All right.
And the TriCaster...
Hold on. I'm sorry. What is the I got to know this, because Cooley Swenson here is my accountant. He's here, and he needs to know all of this, because he's making notes. You know, at the end of the year, when we go over our books to find out exactly whether I got my money's worth or whether you're trying to stick it up there and, you know...
You know, Ted, for all the years we've done business, man, you still suspect me of trying to put it to you.
Phil, it's business, huh? Business.
Ted, some people...
No.
No. All right, knock it off. What's the point?
The point is it's business. And business is business, as the man said, okay? If you've ever done business with a Texan, it's always this. It's business is business. And the last Texan I laughed at, I regretted it for the rest of my life. And I haven't even lived the rest of my life yet, and I know I'll still be regretting it when I die. And if you think you're going to find out what it is, I'm not going to tell you. But I messed with a Texan in business. Forget it.
All right, so he's walking away. What do you want?
What do I want? I mean, this is Ted's sponsored segment. You can do what you want. Are you not talking about the Beverly Hills?
You're talking about the Beverly Hills Women's Voters League.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. We ran out of breakfast, and...
And you said breakfast again.
Sorry, we ran out of breakfast, and so I decided that we would... the ladies here, they love to have the pork loin for breakfast, okay?
What do you mean pork loin, man? That sounds... Jesus, H.
They have pork loin, just put on. And I happen to be a good chef, okay?
No one's questioning that.
All right. So they had a pork loin, scrambled eggs, eggs over easy, sunny side up.
You know, that's the way I like mine, sunny side up.
I want in on this. Yeah, I like mine sunny side up, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Thanks a lot. He thinks that's funny. I don't know what that means.
I do. It's...
Anyway,
look at me. I said sunny side up. Yeah, I know. You don't get it?
No, we don't.
Oh, man.
Should I?
No. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, Mr. Ernie, you sound like half of these old ladies around here. No. Every time I say we're out of toast. No. So,
Look, I really don't even have to do a show today. I think we've done enough of a show. We can bail out right now.
All right, let me just say this. So what happened was we ran out, so I went ahead and I got out the beef jerky, and I remember these ladies... They like to have bean and bacon and coffee, so we went ahead and bustled that out.
Yeah, see, that reminds me of, don't these women eat like they're cattle drovers?
Yeah, that's exactly what those people, those cowboys, eat when on a cattle drive.
What's that about?
What's what about?
Why are those women eating beef jerky, beans, coffee, and bacon?
That seems to be what the Beverly Hills, I don't know. Wait a minute, here's a lady coming by now. Hey, Gloria? Why do you guys like the bacon?
Because I like it.
All right, that's Gloria Johnson is one of the...
That was one of the women.
Yeah. Gloria, why do you like you eat bacon?
I love to have the bacon. Going to give me a hard time about it?
She's going into the can. I better not follow her in there. Yep, that's the lady's can, all right.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Gloria, we're sorry, okay? It's Ted Bell, Phil. Hold on.
That guy gives me a hard time, I'll bring the hurt.
Looks like Chef Chedilia just got belted by one of these women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
You should call the police, Ted.
Are you kidding me? I'm not calling the cops on these women. They're some of the most influential, politically connected women in all of Beverly... Very nice, Gloria. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Bullshit.
She's gone. How you doing, Chef?
I'm telling you right now, and I've made this this promise to myself, Ted. I will call the cops. You don't need to call the cops.
Please don't call the cops, Phil. Please.
You know what? I ought to.
Please don't do it. I said they're very politically connected.
Well, there's people listening to this anyway.
I understand that. I'm just asking them. Gloria John, hey, you okay there, Chef? Should we call the cops on her?
No.
She clocked him pretty good. You all right? Get some ice over here, huh?
Bring out a beefsteak.
Yeah, put a beefsteak on that eye. So, I feel very badly about it. Anyway, Phil, thank you very much. I know that we're getting our money's worth. Yeah, sure.
Well, you are, okay? And I'm sorry that we had these technical problems this morning.
Well, what was the whole thing about it had to be rebooted? The thing that pissed me off more than anything is I talked to Joel Olander, and I talked to some of the kids over there that work for you, and they said, oh, Mr. Henry, just all he needed to do was reboot the computer, but he's too, you know, he's too
fucking
dumb. Okay.
I don't believe they said that to you.
Well, all right.
Well, he did the Margaret Mumble. Do that again.
They said Mr. Henry is...
You don't have to do it again.
They said to...
I don't know what word that is, and if it's the one you say it is, then that's fine, but I don't believe they said that.
Well, Phil, if they did, I think you have a disciplinary problem.
It may be.
Phil, you just went...
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico, Southern California. Gonna be right back. God, man.
Hey, my problem, Jack.
Coming up next, we're gonna be talking to Bobby Dooley about Heidi Klum falling on her ass on America's Got Talent. You've seen that.
Oh, my God, I did see that.
The same. Abusing my power, full of resentment.
This here, Kendrick Lamar.
That turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct.
$2,000 a night hotel room.
It was a Lucy was all around me.
All right, we're back.
So I went running for answers.
We're back. Phil Henry Show on the line here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. A reminder that with your Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass one-year subscription, you're entitled to a voice message. The voice message delivered by the character of your choice, the guest of your choice, the person of your choice, the marvelous Phil Henry Show participant of your choice down through the years. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Margaret? Is it going to be Bobby? Is it going to be Steve Dooley? Is it going to be Kurt Quady and Guy Barton? Is it going to be, Dr. Ron Tarner? Is it going to be Steve Bozell? Is it going to be Jay Sounds? There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, well, actually, there's 50 characters that we can do a voice message for you from that little repertoire. So whatever you'd like, this is a part of every now and again, a package that we put together, a little promotion we put together for our one-year Backstage Pass members. So if you do not yet have a one-year subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, it's worth considering because you get a voice message from the character of your choice from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yes, and you know, there have been several that have been requested with me.
Well, also me.
Yeah, I understand that, but there have been several that have been requested with me. And I love doing these. It's a wonderful Christmas gift, even though Christmas is probably going to be over by the time you get your you-know-what together and actually, you know, request it. But it is a marvelous, marvelous way to celebrate the Christmas holidays, a marvelous way to say you love someone, as the very angry and very surly and, yes, profane sounds of Kendrick Lamar echo behind me. Merry Christmas.
Jesus. All right, Margaret, you don't have to...
Well, you know...
From all of us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and don't forget, just go to philhenryshow.com and sign up for a one-year Backstage Pass.
Sounds like Chef Carl Chedilia.
Bobby Dooley joining us from the West of the States Homeowners Association here on this very, very pleasant and Marvy Tuesday. Bobby, thanks for being with us. Although I know you and Steve are traveling today to San Diego to the Homeowners Association annual meeting, and it's very close to the Christmas season. You do your winter tackler around Christmas, don't you?
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't understand what you just said.
Don't you do your winter tackler?
Oh, yeah, we do the winter tackler about this time every year, but we have had this emergency Homeowners Association meeting, what we got to get to.
I'm sorry, Bobby, it's General Shaw. I just put my headphones on. I was going to ask you probably what Phil just asked you. Don't you have the winter tackler?
Yes. Are people listening to me?
We've had a headphone problem here.
Yes, General. We have the Wintertacular this time of year, but the emergency meeting has been called in San Diego of the Homeowners Association principals, and so we're on our way there.
Now, what is that about, if you don't mind me asking?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you.
Is it? Oh, so it is...
Unfortunately, I can't tell you.
All right, so it's secret.
Unfortunately, I can't tell you.
Well, you can say if it's secret or not, can't you?
Unfortunately, I can't...
All right, I understand. You can't tell us. Bobby, welcome to our program. You wanted to comment on Heidi Klum?
Yes, Heidi Klum the other night was on America's Got Talent, and she was dancing with who, Steve?
Dance with a guy.
Yeah, all right, she's dancing with a guy.
But dance with a girl, too.
All right, she was dancing with a guy... a guy who I don't know who it was. Do you?
I think it was Oliver Pratt.
Oliver Pratt.
The actor, huh?
I don't know. Oliver Pratt. He's a singer, I think.
Oliver Pratt, the singer.
He's an actor. All right.
All right, Phil. We understand. Well, get a load of you. He's an act. Fine. He's an actor.
Okay.
Well, it's not important because what happened was Heidi Klum fell. Everyone in the media today seem to be saying that she fell by accident, and I'm not believing that because it's so very obviously fake, and she faked it. And I wanted people to know that because I think a lot of times an elegant and very beautiful woman like Heidi Klum can do something clumsy, and people will say, my God, she's so beautiful that even when she does something clumsy, it doesn't look all that bad.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like a beautiful, like my wife, when she falls...
Well, I'll do that part, Steve.
Right.
When I fall, or any other woman that's beautiful but is not in the media, and they get a picture of it, my legs are up in the air, my legs are spread.
Yeah, see, camel toe.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, I mean...
But Steve's right. There's...
All right, can we keep that out of the...
All right, we can, Phil, but Steve's right. Whenever a regular woman... who is not, for instance, a movie star, or is not, for instance, a celebrity, when she falls, her legs are spread, you can see everything, her mouth is half open, there's food on her chin, but when a superstar like Heidi Klum falls, it's graceful, it's elegant, you see one knee bent, it's almost as if she posed.
Yeah, like she posed for it.
All right, so what are you saying? You're saying that...
Well, she's saying that it was not done, it was not an accident, it was posed, right?
Yes, it was planned. We're very certain of this. We want a statement from the America's Got Talent people, and we want it by 6 p.m. tonight, or we're going to begin releasing photographs of Heidi Klum's fall, and we will be comparing that fall to other women, such as myself, who have fallen, and when a photograph is taken of them, as one was taken of me, at that Super Bowl party we had last year, my legs are up in the air, my rear end...
Well, see, my wife's pants have been pulled halfway down.
My pants are halfway down. As Steve said, there is...
A camel toe.
I refuse to say that word. My mouth is open. I've got food stuck up one nostril.
So, you know, Ms. Dooley, you have this photograph of yourself. Who took that?
I don't know. Someone at the party?
Yeah, it was Bill McGinley, I think, took the picture of the... guy on the motorcycle.
There's a guy that I rode off on a he picked me up and put me on the back of his motorcycle, and we went off for the night. I don't know his name, but...
Jim Blueheart.
Jim Blueheart.
Yeah.
What do you think about the guy taking me off for the night?
Taking you off? I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware of it.
Jim Blueheart, Phil.
Jim Blueheart, and he's one of your residents?
Yes, he lives here. We got a copy of that photograph. I compared the picture of me falling... with my pants halfway off, food up one nostril and on my chin, my mouth open, my arms very awkwardly spread, all right, dip, shoved down the back of my pants.
What do you mean, dip?
Was that the seven-layer dip you did?
Yes.
Not till that, you fell in the dip.
I fell a little bit in the dip, but once the photograph was taken, it was of me falling out of the dip and onto the travertine tiles in our back patio. So I've got dip shoved down the slacks.
That's kind of rough.
Kind of rough? Did you hear what this ass said? I got a guy over here.
All right, Bobby, so what basically you're saying is this. Heidi Klum falls. She looks graceful. You fall, and you look like any other woman.
I look like any other woman. So I think it was planned. I think it was staged. I think it was rehearsed. And frankly, Ms. Klum, if you're listening, even though it was staged, it was rehearsed, and you did look graceful, there is one part of that videotape, and we have analyzed it.
Yeah, we looked at the videotape and started back and forth.
Yeah, go ahead.
We looked at the videotape back and forth. Her dress went up. You could see a little bit of underwear.
You could see underwear, so...
Now, you're absolutely sure of this, because if that's the case, I'd like to get a videotape of that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Well, but you're absolutely sure of that.
We are sure of that, General.
Yeah, we did see underwear. I can tell you the clip. Clip 6 at 051 seconds.
Doesn't mean anything to them, Steve.
All right, well, we look back.
All right, so what is the point of all of this?
I beg your pardon.
What is the point? So Heidi Klum fell. Heidi Klum either staged it or she didn't. According to you, she did. And according to you, even though it was staged, we saw, or you saw, or somebody saw, underwear.
It's on the videotape, Phil.
Yeah, it's bigger than hell, Mr. A. Bigger than hell.
All right, so it's bigger than hell. There she is. There's underwear. And meanwhile, there's a picture of you, Bobby, and you've got dip shoved down your pants, up one nostril, your legs are spread, there's camel toe.
Oh, how dare you.
God damn it, Mr. Henry.
I told my husband.
I heard your husband say that, so forgive me.
All right, Bobby, so he said it. But you're saying what? Phil's right.
I'm saying Phil's right.
What is your point?
My point is that a woman like Heidi Klum falls in a stage to make the rest of us look like clumsy clowns.
That look like clumsy cows.
That's even better. Clumsy cows. Clumsy.
Clumsy cow.
That's the name of the kit.
All right, Bobby, it's very unfortunate. Do you want to, what do you want to do? You want to sue somebody?
There's no solution, Phil. There's no solution. We're simply pointing these things out so that at some time in the future, what's going on?
Bobby, in a minute. Okay, Justin, well, I'll be out there in a minute, son.
Good, got it.
All right, son, I'll be out there in a minute.
What are they doing?
They found some photographs of the railroad track. They're hanging them up and drying them out.
I beg your pardon?
I said they're fucking. I'll be out there in a minute.
What are those boys doing?
Bobby, let's...
Hold on, Phil. What are they doing?
They found photographs on the railroad track.
Better, Mom.
Did you find more pornography out on the railroad tracks?
We went down. We found some laying in a mud puddle, and we hung them up on a clothesline in the basement, drying them out to see if we can't get a peek or two. You just slapped our boy.
That's right. That's right. How dare you? Now take those off of that clothesline. If you want to look at that kind of filth, fold it up neatly, put it in your drawer, and bust it out, as I told you, when the coast is clear.
Hello, Nick.
When the coast is clear.
Come on, boys.
I'm sorry. We have children here that are just like any other kid.
So you're encouraging them to look at this pornography when the coast is clear.
Are you trying to tell me that your son doesn't? Are you saying...
My boy, Jason J. Delmonico...
Wait, ladies. We can have this argument, and I don't... especially over pornography. We can save this for another day.
It's not over pornography. It's over whether my son, Jason J. Delmonico looks at porn.
I can assure you that your son, Margaret, whether you like it or not...
You know what?
Whether you like it or not, your son is pouring over reams and reams of filth every night. Pouring over hundreds, if not thousands, of photographs and videotapes of every kind of depraved sex. Heterosexual, homosexual.
I won't listen.
Margaret.
I won't listen to that.
Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, who's obviously suffered a great shock.
Yeah, big shock.
What's the big shock? So she suffered a big shock, what, because her son looks at porn? Well, I don't know what the purpose of that whole segment was, because we were talking about, what were we talking about? I was going to talk about what Bobby Dooley was going to be doing, what she was going down there for that homeowners or something. Hell, I don't know. Exactly. Like any other Bobby Dooley bit, we don't really know what the hell it was about. We appreciate you guys being with us here live this morning on the Phil Henry Show. And by live, I do mean live. Now you're going to hear this drop in a few hours at philhenryshow.com and on SoundCloud and on iTunes. And we got to start promoting that, bud.
Yeah, well, our podcast is heard on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and every podcast directory that there ever has been.
There, how about that, man? World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. And thanks for hanging in with us today, folks. Hanging in with us today with that whole malfunction of our video cast. We appreciate that. All right, so we will... whoops, what happened there? We'll check you guys tomorrow, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.